Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Lamed Aleph, Menachos 31. And on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara discusses the laws of a mezuzah and some of the customs of the mezuzah. So says Rav Zeiri, in the name of Rav Hanano, in the name of Rav, mezuzah shekasva shtayim shtayim kashera, that if the mezuzah was written in such a way that the that the words on it appeared two words and followed by another two words, followed by two words all the way down, that would be kosher. That's a proper way to write a mezuzah, even though a Torah scroll that was be written in this manner would be completely not kosher, because the Gemara earlier says it needs to be at least three words that are the length of l'mishpachoteichem. So the Gemara asks the question, let's say you have two words, and underneath that three words, and then one word, is that sufficient? Is that going to be kosher, or is that disqualified? So says Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, kol shekein sha'asa kashira. That's for sure kosher, because it is written like a shira, it is written like the aziyah shira, which is written in that fashion, that it's not poetic. So first of all, we see from here a beautiful thing, that the mezuzah is supposed to be written like poetry, and that's a beautiful concept, that the mezuzah, the scroll that stands on our doorpost, is supposed to be like a shira, that when we walk into our home, we're making a shira, we're seeing a shira, a poem, as we go into our home. So the Gemara challenges this idea that a mezuzah is supposed to be done like a shira, because we state that there's a braisa that says asa kashira, that if you do something like a shira, oh, shira kamosa, or if you do the shira like it is disqualified. And the Gemara assumes, in asking the question, that the braisa is referring to a mezuzah. So the Gemara's assumption is that if a mezuzah was done like a shira, or if the shira was done like the mezuzah, in either case, it's disqualified. The Gemara says, no, that's not what that braisa is talking about. Kitanya hi, what that braisa is referring to is a sefer Torah, that if the sefer Torah as a whole, Torah scroll, is written like a poem, like a shira, that's going to be disqualified. But, or if the shira part of the sefer Torah is written like a regular and not like a shira, that also is disqualified. But a mezuzah indeed can be written like a shira, and so too says Rabbi Baruch Hanna, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. They explain mezuzah she'asa shtayim shalosh ka'achas kashera, that is kosher. Ubilvad shel yasena kakuba, as long as it's not done like a kuba. A kuba, the commentaries understand, is like a basically like a teepee. So it's one word, then two words, then three words, and it's very narrow at the top, and then going down and getting wider at the bottom. Also, bivachal yasena kazanav, like you don't make like a tail. And the way the commentaries explain this is that it's three words and then two words and then one word at the bottom. Comes along Rav Chista, and he says the last two words of the mezuzah are the words al ha'aretz, on the land, and those two words have to be the only words on that last line, b'shita achrona. Those are the only two words on the last line, are the words on the land. So the whole mezuzah is written, and the final two words are on their own line, and they are al ha'aretz. So what are these, how is that written? Are they written at the end of the line or at the beginning of the line? They're the only two words on the line, but the line above them is a full line. So should it be written at the end of the line or under or at the beginning of the line? So the Gemara says ikadamri besof ashita. Some say they should be written at the end, and some say they should be written betchilas ashita, at the beginning of the line. The one who says it should be written at the end of the line basically is saying that they have to be written under the words kimei hashamayim. The last words of the paragraph are like kimei hashamayim, to give it to them like the days of heaven on the earth. Kimea Shemayim al-Aretz. So the word Ha'aretz comes right underneath Shemayim, heaven. Or according to the other approach, it's Tetlam Kimea Shemayim, and then go to the beginning of the next line, and it's Al-Ha'aretz. So what's the difference? The Gemara says, well, the difference is Manda Amar Pesofa Shita, the one who puts it at the end of the line is basically saying Kigvoa Shemayim al-Aretz, like the height of heaven on earth, meaning to say, just like the heaven is high above the earth, so too Hashem should lengthen the person's days on the earth, so to speak, that he has sworn to. Meaning, just as the heaven is higher than earth, so should our days be long. And the other approach is to say that it is at the beginning of the line, b'tchilas ashita, and his opinion is ki hechi demerachka shemayim aretz, that just like heaven is far from earth, so too Hashem shall lengthen our days on the earth, just like heaven is far from earth. That is the way Rashi explains it. The Taras HaKodesh brings in the name of the Marshal, that in the mezuzah, in every mezuzah, there are two aspects. One aspect is that a mezuzah lengthens our days on this earth, and the second aspect of a mezuzah is that it distances us from sin. And so therefore, that's what really the fundamental dispute here is. One approach that says it's supposed to be under heaven is basically is saying that it is lengthening our days on earth. That just like heaven is protecting us, therefore we're lengthening our days on earth. And the other idea that it's supposed to be saying from heaven to earth, that there's this distance, this is to keep us away from sin. After this, the Gemara tells us another story that Rav Chelbo saw Chazino Rav Huna de Karachoy Me Echad Klapi Shemaya, that he rolled the mezuzah, that if the first verse of the mezuzah, Shemaya Yisrael Hashem Okeinu Hashem Echad, and that when you're rolling the mezuzah, he rolled it from the word Echad to Shema, meaning he rolled it from left to right, and so that's how he rolled the mezuzah. Even though today that we don't have the custom to end the line with the word Echad, the basic point is that we're supposed to roll the mezuzah from left to right. So the question that came before some of the poskim is, are you allowed to roll the mezuzah with plastic that you cover it in plastic and then roll it, because then you're not actually the mezuzah is not rolled completely, because there's a plastic that's interposing, that's a chatzitza in between the roll. So the Gemara says, so the poskim discuss, well, let's see, what is the nature of this roll? Is this rolling in this fashion, is it required, or is it just a hidur mitzvah, just a more beautiful way to do the mitzvah? And the poskim say, no, it's not required. This was just a hidur mitzvah that he was doing. And in fact, you don't even need to roll the mezuzah at all. That from the strict letter of the law, if a person would just lay the mezuzah open and wouldn't even roll it, it of course would be kosher. And so this was just a way of making it more beautiful, but technically speaking, it's not required by law to roll the mezuzah in that fashion.